This is Jeff Roundtown, and I am with Astara and Orion at the heart quarters of Illuminating Hearts.
Loved up.
Loved up. I love it. I love it. Astara, you are an author, sustainable architect, sound artist, and you do so many other things. And Orion, you are a musician, recording engineer, sound artist, and you are both the co-founders of Illuminating Hearts. Yeah. Thanks for chatting. And we are here again at Heart Quarters, and we're in your special room with all of these instruments. So would you describe for us what we're looking at here?
Yeah, Jeff. So what we have in front of us is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 13, 14 bowls, not crystal bowls, but the metal bowls. We love the metal bowls because they create such great overtones. We have a whole row of different colored mallets, almost like a lollipop selection of different colors. We like to say that we play the mallets and not the instruments because every mallet helps to make a different sound.
Oh, really?
And that's why they're all different sizes.
And different colors. So the color has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, just colors just help us from getting lost.
Oh, you know, I see.
It's like, oh, I'm looking for the red one. So there's the red lollipop looking one.
And is it because of the thickness and the
size?
Yeah,
different weights.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, here's one
for
you.
Oh, gosh.
That one's
okay.
That. Right there, and then we'll hand you another one after I take that one back.
Yeah.
Here's that one. A little bit heavier.
Yeah. Okay.
They're all for different size gongs, take a different size mallet.
Hmm.
It's kind of like life. Sometimes you need a different size tool for the job.
When did you guys form this
partnership? It was around end of August in 2015, and we had just come back from Esalen, and Orion had this brilliant idea because he's an idea guy.
Yeah.
And he said, what if we took your tarot cards and my didgeridoo and put them together? And I was doing architecture full time at the time. And I thought, yes. And thus Illuminating Hearts was born. But a deeper issue was I had had an awful round with poison ivy. And it was his didgeridoo was the only thing that got my nervous system to calm down. Even pharma couldn't reach it.
So could you both talk a little bit about what it is about sound? Because I mean, this is fun. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we did a little session before and I felt I had like this out of body kind of moment and sort of transported. So is there a medical thing to
Here's
it?
Or magic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's organic. Yes. It's organic. And when we're together, it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
And when nothing's plugged in, there's no speakers. And the organic nature of it is everything's resonating in its own frequency. We're so used to listening things in earbuds, and that makes it a head experience. But when you get around organic sound, like a choir or the symphony, you go to Omaha Symphony, you're always blown away because it's such an organic,
powerful
experience.
You feel it vibrating in your chest.
Exactly. Yeah. We've always come together as people to sing in resonant spaces. That's why churches sound so good and big halls sound so good. So that's the magic. And it's the magic in creating sound with each other and as a group. Adding these big gongs helps it to get to good frequencies, deep frequencies that resonate you like you're not used to feeling. We're so used to feeling our cars vibrate or the things in our house, like our refrigerator vibrates a lot. And so I unplug it when it gets to be too bothersome.
Yeah.
So thinking about sound and frequency, it's just intentional sound. And that's
good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
No pun intended.
No, exactly. That's it. It's good vibrations. And, you know, the world calls it sound healing right now, but it's not the sound that heals. It's the sound that gets your body into the relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
So inflammation can decrease and the mind can wander rather than be so plotting and planning. It's all kind of a meditative practice.
Mm. How can folks find you?
We are at astararaven.love, or you can go to illuminatinghearts.love and learning.
.love is a thing? How did I miss that?
I know. It's dot love,
baby. It's part of the .org and .gov program, and we found out we could do .love.
I had no idea.
Unfortunately, it goes to a lot of people's, you know, their spam or trash box.
Sure, yeah, not expecting it.
.com, but
well, let's change that.
Yeah. .love.
.love.
And we have on our site, it's kind of a whole jungle gym of fun stuff about resonance. So whether they want to do a session or just watch a video or read our blog, anyway, it's all there.
Oh, thank you so much, Orion and Astara. Thank you so much for being on Jeff Around Town.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for coming around town and stopping at our Heart Effect.
Thank you.